Okay. I want to discuss today, last time we discussed Lagera Shebet Sharecha Tidnena Bahala, and an approach to Ger Toshav and Obek Chabin, Kiddush of Yisrael, which I was trying to suggest, at least for the tradition of the Rambam. What I'd like to do today is discuss a little bit about the Vela and Trefa. These are massive topics. I want to get through a little more of the Shach Tzai and the Gemara, but for today at least I want to talk about, very very briefly, the Vela and Trefa, and a little bit of Chulin Shenishkatu Bazara. If we have time, we'll speak a little about the next Gemara, Gil Anoshe. If not, we'll speak about that next week. As I said, the beginning of the second paragraph of Tzachim, which we're learning, is really a catalog of Machalos Asuros Yisuri Anon. We've done a lot of the Chabetz parts of it, jumping around, and we've already seen a lot about the interrelationship, the complex interrelationship, I might say, between the Machalos Asuros and Yisuri Anon. But now we have a bit of an opportunity for a couple of weeks to discuss some of the specific Machalos Asuros, see the different types, different characteristics of Machalos Asuros Yisuri Anon. So last week we spoke about Nevela. Last week and 2 weeks ago we spoke about how complicated Nevela is. You have a very intricate pasuk, lo sochlu kol Nevela, right? It's one pasuk which I say has five themes. It's three themes, five themes, depending on how you break it up. Lo sochlu kol Nevela, right? The Easter to eat Nevela. La ger asher b'sharecha Titnena v'achala, which is what we spoke about so much, the idea of giving a matana to a ger toshav, right? O bachar l'nachri, the idea of mechira l'nachri, that's the third. And then, kiyam kadosh atah l'Hashem elokecha, speaks about all of a sudden, in the middle of all this, kedushas Yisrael, and then losav ashel gedi b'chalei v'ima. And we discuss whether the Kiyam Kadosh Hashem Elokecha goes on the Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela and everything connected with it, or it goes on Basa B'Chalav. According to the Trap, I mentioned that it goes on the first part, at least. The Ramban, well, said the Sfarner reads the Pasuk Kipshuto, that it goes on at least the first part, it's on both parts. The Ramban tries to shift the, Kiyam Kadosh Hashem Elokecha only to the second part. Apparently he's uncomfortable with the idea that Nevela is just a that the Yisur Nevela flows from the Chiyuv of Kedushas Yisrael. Felt that there was probably something inherently problematic about Nevela. So this is, I think, a very fundamental, that's a very complicated pasuk, obviously. You can't get much more complicated than having five themes, or if you want, you could say three themes, but one of the themes has three sections, 1A, 1B, 1C, and then 2 and 3. But in one pasuk, you can rarely have such a range, and it obviously raises all sorts of questions. And then just the formulation itself, which is what we were discussing for 2 weeks, Lagera Shefet Sharecha Titena V'Achala O Bachor L'Nachri, very strange, hard to read when you're a Balkari, but hard to understand when you're just, involved in Talmud Torah and the implications of it. So one of the things we discuss is that question about the nature of Nevela. So what I'd like to do is just follow through on that just a little bit more, and also to compare it to the other issues, which are the questions of Trefa, which is the next line of the Gemara, and Chulin Shenishkatu Bazara, which also seems to be connected with Trefa. Again, the reason I say they're connected is the Gemara thought that the source of the din of Rabbavo again says that every time the Torah says that something is also Bachila, it's also Bachila Ubahana, Ad Shifarit Lecha Kasu, Kederek Shapiret Lecha Binevela. That's the Gemara that we were learning. In the Vela, the Torah says you can give it as a gift, you can sell it to an Achri. Obviously, there's a Hetra now. Why does Torah have to tell you that? Torah just said, Lo Tochlu Kol Nevela. Leave it at that. You'll know that the only thing that's also is eating, and the other part is mutter. The fact that the Torah had to go out of its way saying, just because you can't eat it, don't think that you can't do business with it or give it as a gift. You can. You can. They need to tell you that because normally Yisra Kila includes Yisra Hanah. That's one, that's the, the default, let's say, the main view about the source of Rav Avo, that every Yisra Kila includes an Yisra Hanah. However, the Gemara says, behold, like Rabbi Yehuda, who says Dvarim Ketzavon, which is that the pasuk teaches you not just that it's heter hana, but that the heter hana is very, very calibrated, very rigid. Gift to a ger toshav, right? A mechira to a nachri. So if that's true, then you can't say that this is the source for Avavo. So what's the source for Avavo? So the Gemara says, this is on the bottom of Kapalat on the base, Elon Rab Yehuda, three lines from the bottom. So we're back to square one. How do we know the din of Avavo? So the Gemara says, Nafkele from Trefa. Milakele, Pasuk says about Trefa and Shemos, Lakele Tashlichu Noso. Right, about a trefa, you can't eat a trefa. Right, the actual pasuk is the anshe kodesh tiun li ubasar besada trefa lo sochelu. You can't eat trefa. Be kodesh. Of course, it's interesting in light of the fact that the nevela pasuk also made reference to kodesh. Like every time we encounter macholas asuros, so we reiterate or reassert Kedushas Yisrael. Obviously, there's a pattern here. So, Anshe Kodesh Tiyunli, Basa Besada Trefa Lo Tochel, don't eat. So, again, stop right there. What do we mean? What would we think? Don't eat, but do anything else. You want to use it as a paperweight? Fine. You want to sell it? Fine. Do whatever you want. You want to burn it for fuel? Fine. So, why does the Torah need to add, Lakelev Tashlichu Noso? If you want, you can feed it to the dogs. Give it to the dogs. Do whatever you want with it. What's the need for that? So, the Gemara says, so that's the bakar. Also, atamashlich lekelev, biatamashlich lekelev, kol yitzurin shebetorah. This is an exception to the rule that achila includes hana, trefa is our new source. Okay. So then the Gemara says, for Rabbi Meir, also atamashlich lekelev, biatamashlich lekelev, chulin shenishkatu bazara. Rabbi Meir, who learns out from the Vela, so he doesn't need this pasuk to teach in the din of Rabbi Vahu. So how is he going to explain why the Torah had to specify that you can feed it to the dogs? It's obvious. Of course you can feed it to the dogs, right? So the answer is, Yatamashlech Keleb Chulin Shenishkatu Bazara. Some reason, we'll discuss this in a minute, for some reason, one might have thought that if you can feed Trefa to the dogs, you can also feed chulin shenishkatu bazara to the dogs. What is chulin shenishkatu bazara? You take an animal, you do a proper shkita, right? You're going to eat it as basar chulin, but instead of doing it in Manhattan or in Queens or in some other place or in Tel Aviv, for that matter, you do it in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. So that, as we'll discuss, that creates a prohibition. So you might have thought that chulin shenishkatu bazara, just like trefa, would be mutar b'hana. Kamash malon, it's not. That's what the Gemara says. Rameir, osa tamash l'chakelev. That's what the Torah in the Farid. V'iyah tamash l'chakelev, chulin shenishkatu bazara. V'idach, what does the other man d'amar say? Chulin shenishkatu bazara, lav d'oraisahu. We'll explain that. Of course, the pella here is, why would you think that, or how could you, what does chulin shenishkatu bazara have to do with trefa? Any more than any other isra has to do with trefa. What's the connection between trefa and chulin shenishkatu bazara? So Rashi has a suggestion about this. He's bothered by it, obviously. He says, Barab Meir, Tanafkale isra na vishari surah min piret binadela, Dishlama piret heter de trefa lagufe yitzra from bifrat ba. Since if you hold like our bavo, so now we know why you have to specify the kelev part, right? Because otherwise you would have thought this is a typical isra achila, which includes isra hana. Now if you have to say like kelev tashlichun, but why the word oso? Ela oso lamali mishani li isra hana, to teach you the contrast to chulin shenishkatu bazara. The nafka lebehu isra achila. What is the source for chulin shenishkatu bazara? We'll speak on this more expansively in a minute. Midiksev ki yirchak mimcha hamakom. Right? Torah says ki yirchak mimcha hamakom. When you live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, there's a bakta v'yachalta. You'll do shchita and then you'll eat. V'richuk makom. Right? V'chutz Shechina atazaveach be'ochel. If you want to eat kul and do it outside of the Azara, yatazaveach be'ochel be'kiruv makom. That's the source for kulin shenishketu. We'll discuss it more. Bazara. Ma'inyan zeh l'treifa. So Rashi is bothered by this. He says, Mishum, the ein mefurish b'hen lav b'hedja, b'achila. Torah doesn't actually say that this kulin shenishketu bazar is also b'achila. It just says, gir ha'kimim ha'kimim makom. And you live far away. There's a vachta v'achalta. And the limud is, v'richuk makom, you can do it. Shalom, v'richuk makom, if it's in the Azara, you can't do it. But it doesn't say anywhere, don't eat. Shkol shidish du b'azara. Therefore, itzrich l'menet l'hu hisra hana, mehach. Therefore, the fact, if it said, lo tochal shkol shidish du b'azara, then we'd say, oh, Rav Avohu rule applies. Right? Et parachila. But the Torah doesn't say you can't eat it. It just says, Ki makom, then you will eat it, v'achalta, but there's no lo sochal. Ah. So that explains why there's no automatic rabavo when it comes to chul shnishtu bazar. But still, what's the connection to treifa? So then Rashi says, V'achim mashma, oso shenesa mishum chutz, l'mechitza atamash l'chlekelas. So the high crow, basim son of treifa, nafkulan, isu mechitza, wow! Rashi's answering all the questions here without one single dimtomar v'yishlomar. Right? Rashi says, what's the connection to treifa? The connection is as follows. Treifa, we'll discuss this in a minute, is a much more expensive. When we think of treifa, we think of it in very narrow terms. Right, treifa means an animal that is either been injured or that is suffering some sort of an illness, right? And it's not going to survive. Its days are numbered. That's a treifa. However, and that is a classic treifa. However, the Chazal understood that under the rubric of treifa is also davar sheyatza chutz lemechitzasa, uber shehotzi yado mimeimo. Right? That's also treifa. And kadshim, shiyatsu, chutzla, mechitzasan, in addition to the Isra of Yotzei, as we'll discuss, there's also an Isra, there's also a prohibition of treifa. Treifa means something which violated its boundaries. It's a fascinating idea. What that has to do with the classic treifa is a question. I'll try to explain that a little bit. But that's the thing. So Rashi says, oh, if treifa, right, includes the violation of boundaries, yotza chutz mechitzaso, of various types. So maybe there's a special connection with chulin shenishketu bazara. Because chulin shenishketu bazara is also a boundary problem. It's the opposite boundary problem. Not kachem shiyotza chutz mechitzaso, but chulin shenichnas toch, right, mechitzas kachem. So chulin shenishketu bazara looks like the flip side of treifa. And therefore, if treifa is mutar b'hana, you would think chulin shenishketu bazara is mutar b'hana. There's a certain special affinity between these two. That's Rashi's, doesn't say that in the Gemara. That's Rashi trying to understand the Gemara valiantly by drawing a connection between all these things. So what I'd like to suggest is that maybe there's another, I'm not sure if to the exclusion of Rashi or alongside Rashi, but at least a different emphasis, or maybe even a totally different perspective, to link treifa and chulin shenishketu bazara, and I'll get to that in just a minute. So let me speak briefly about these three, and if we have a chance, we'll begin with Anasha, but just so you should know, these are big topics, we're only treating them quickly. The issue, of course, in the Vela, is maybe captured by again the two perspectives on Pesukim, right? As we already discussed. What does Kedushas Yisrael have to do with the Veil? So as we said, it seems like the Pashtos Hakra, as the Sfarno understood it, was that there's nothing really wrong with the Veil. Right? Except that the Torah demanded Shechita. So the Chi of Shechita, the problem with the Veil is the Chi of Shechita. Not that per se there's something abhorrent about the Veil. And to put it in Ramban type terms, even though the Ramban here doesn't play know, so doesn't go along with this. As I mentioned, the Ramban in many places, it has roots in Chazal and other Rishonim, speaks about certain Macholos Asuros being Metamfei Mesalei, and others not. Metamfei Mesalei meaning a kind of spiritual malady, you know, that they engender. But, you know, almost like a physical, spiritual, blemish. Metamfei Mesalei, that's why they, you know, the Mefarshim, when they talk about this, they say, that's why things are Dechuya, Nahutra. In other words, let's say Dechuya, you still don't want to do more than you need, because it might be a Hetzer Gavra, you can do it. You're allowed to Koch Nefesh, let's say. Right? You're allowed to, you have to save your life. But you don't want to eat more than you need to eat, because it's Metamfei Mesalei, a certain deleterious spiritual effect. You want to limit that as much as possible. So the question we're really asking is, when the Torah says that, you know, Ki Am Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha, are they basically saying there's nothing wrong with Nevela? Nevela is also not because of Metamfei Mesalei. Nevela is also because of Kedushas Yisrael. And to take it even a step further, so what you might mean by that is, this goes back to our Chulin days, so I'll just make it clearer to point to that perspective. The world of Kodshim is where Shechita started out, right? Those are the psukim in Shemos, in the context of Korban Pesach, and of course in Vayikra, which we just read a couple of weeks ago. And according to the Ramban and others, right, in the pasuk in Re'e, which is the sof of Achta Bechalt Kasher Tzivisicha, is a reference to Kodshim. So another, the way I tried to explain it then, is that the requirement of Shechita, and therefore the, by extension, maybe the Isra of Nevela, from a certain perspective, is to apply the standards of Karban, of Kedusha, right, to Achilas Basa. It's not that per se there's anything wrong with Nevela. And that works very well with the idea of Ki Am Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha. If you weren't an Am Kadosh, there'd be nothing wrong with eating Nevela. But as an Am Kadosh, we want to connect you with Karbanos. And indeed, this is connected, we studied Chulin way back, three or four years ago. So I began almost with the topic, the Mitzvah of Shechita, and then with the topic of Basar Taiva of the Midbar. And the Gemara in Chulin, of Tazayin Odeh, Sunaf Yitzayin Amin Aleph, records the debate between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Right, Rabbi Yishmael was of the opinion that in the Midbar, the only basar they were allowed to eat was the basar of Shlomim, the basar of a karban. Probably right there, they were camping around the Mishkan, they had easy access, and the only basar that was the mutter, b'shchita, was a karban. Rabbi Akiva took the opposite view. Rabbi Akiva says, in the Midbar, right, there was no Iser Nevela. Right, Nechira was Muteres Bamidbar. Two very opposite views. You could eat even without Shechita, or you could only eat B'Shechita in the context of Karbanos. That's the debate between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. What I tried to show then is that according to the Rambam kind of combines both Shechitas. How can you combine both Shechitas? Right. One seems to be saying that Shechita of Chulin is not even good enough. The other seems to be saying, you can eat whatever you want, you don't even need Shechita, Nechira is fine too. The Rambam, we'll see in a moment, has a Shechita, it seems to say. And in the Midbar, right, the only Shechita that was allowed was the Shechita of a Karpa. Right? But otherwise, Nechira was just as good. Or maybe there's no Shechita at all aside from the Karba. Maybe it's even prohibited to do Shechita absent the Karba. How can you have both of those things at the same time? The higher and the lower demand. Very strange. Moreover, we discussed then this idea that Rabbi Yaakov Meir Leon, one of the Bali Tosis, suggests when we say about Karba, and again, this comes from two weeks ago, it's Parsha, Ayikra, right, Mikabala v'Eilach Mitzvahs Kuhuna, Shechitas Ksherim Zar. The only one of the Avodos you can do, of the four Avodos that we normally speak about, Shechita, right? Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. All of them require Kohen, Yisr Zar, except for Shkita. Shkita is Cherizah. So Rabbi Yaakov, early on, one of the Bali Tosfos explains in Zvachin and Menacho, several places, says Shkita is Cherizah because there's Shkita Bakulin. The Rambam also, back and forth, always seems to connect. When he talks about Hilkah and Hilkah Shkita, about Shkita Bakulin, he makes references to the Shkita of Karbanos. In the context of Karbanos, he's always making the references to Shkita Skul. One could have said, some of the poets can do say this, there's Shkita and Kachin, there's Shkita and Kulin, and they have nothing to do with each other. They're two different dinim. But if there is an overlap, and they're connected, so there are two ways to explain it. One is, well, Shkita is from the world of Kulin, that's why it's Mutter Bazaar, it's in Karbanos, but it's just a Hekatimtsi in Karbanos. It's not a real avoda. Or if it is an avoda, it's only Betorah as a necessary first step, but not really from the world of Kachim, it's really from the world of Kulin. Or you could say the opposite, and that is, this really comes from the world of Kachim. It was diluted somewhat so that it could apply to Kulin. That dilution also affects its status in Kachim, but really it's a Kachim halacha. The point I'm trying to make with all this is that there's a lot of evidence, we discussed it very extensively at the time, that the requirement of Shkita, right, is not so much a function of Nevela being a terrible, you know, presence, you know, something which is just reprehensible in every way. And if we need Shkita to be metake in the Nevela, but it's the opposite. There's an Isra Nevela because there's a Chi of Shkita and Kiyam Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha, and this is a way of expressing it. If you take that view, so then I think it also makes a lot of sense to explain why it is that even the Vela is the paradigm, it's the source for Avodah Halacha. That whenever you have an Yisra Kilo, you have an Yisra Na together with it. But as an exception, right? There's no Yisra Na for the Vela, right? Vela is Muteres Vana. Because it isn't really, it's not a Dabar Amitam Demis Alev. It's not really a Dvar Yisra per se, if not for the fact that there's this requirement, right, to express Kedushas Yisrael. And that's really what's going on. Maybe this is also the explanation for the Rosh, right, the famous Rosh in Masechet Ketubos, right, that the Rosh says there that Birchas Erusin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's Birchas Shevach B'Hodah. After all, number one, there is no mitzvah of kiddushin, the mitzvah of Kiryu Rivya. Number two, if you look at the bracha, it's very complex. You know, tzivanu al harayos, asalanu as harusos, itzalanu es anesuos, lanu al dechuf of the kiddushin. Such a complicated bracha. It's a bircha shemachot. So then he gets into the question. He says, after all, we don't find in Shkita that you start making a bracha about Yisur Neveilu. Make the bracha on the Shkita. In the Hemshech of his discussion, he considers the possibility that even in Shkita, you know, what's the mitzvah? It's really more of a matir. So he says, oh, we make a bracha on Shkita because even though Shkita Skulin is a Rishus, the fact is that in Kachim, it's an Avoda. Once again, he links the din of Shkita and the Isra of Nevela to the requirements of Kachim. So I think this is one whole approach, one which is very consistent with the Sfarno here as well. And if you take this view, maybe you can understand certain other things in addition. For example, Gemara says, yeah.
How would you fit within the field
that
Nevela is in the time?
That what? Nevela
is in the
time. Okay, and therefore?
So I mean, you see, take this out.
Treifa had because had Shkita. We'll get that in a second.
Right. No. So.
I mean, the Dela, there is no act of Shkita. Right.
But an animal in the Dela is coming. It seems to. I'm just wondering whether you consider this within your schema.
I don't see that Tumah is necessarily a stira to what I'm saying. Why exactly would it be? I mean, because Treifa. We'll get to Treifa in a second. Treifa has a Ma'aseh Shkita. It just doesn't have an effective Shkita. Well, we'll get that in a second. But I don't think that the fact that there's tumah, which is a very rarefied, if tumah is not a function of ki, you know, am kadosh atal Hashem atal Hashem alokecha, I don't know what is. I mean, chayv adam latar is atum regel. You have to be told when you come into the mikdash. So I think it fits. Well, I don't think it's a problem. Yeah. Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Okay.
Ramban is in certain times the way by Naval Bereshis HaTorah.
Say again?
Naval Bereshis HaTorah. Yeah. I think I remember him using that expression.
In Kenosha.
Yeah. He uses the metaphor so late.
Well, Naval doesn't mean the Vela.
No, I know what you mean there, but you're talking about things that you do,
right,
that you overdo, that you're not supposed to, the metaphor so late.
I don't think he says Matam Pim is Aleib in that context. I don't, you know, I'll look again. I don't remember that. In Parshas Kedoshim.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe not, maybe overdoing also is Matam Pim is Aleib, you mean? Could be. I'm not sure. I don't remember it that way, but you will see in a minute that Ramban files into a trefa in a second. I don't remember them saying it. I know he says it in a bunch of places. I don't remember him saying it in that context, but we can nicely say for Benaxu, we can look it up and see what he means by it. It could be sometimes overdoing quantity also is anyway, the point is that this is one perspective, and I think it also opens up a bunch of other issues. We find that the Gemara substitutes for Shkita in a bunch of places in really interesting ways. The Gemara says about Egla Rufa, for example, that arifaso zuhi shkitaso. When you chop off the, you know, what is that, garufa? Again, the story of, you know, you find this corpse, anonymous corpse, and we're not sure, you know, what happened. So the zikni ha'ir, the closest city, you know, they're modeid, and then the zikni ha'ir come and they say, yodeinu l'shafkos adam hazeh, and so on. And, you know, this whole process of arifas ha'egla, egla rufa. So the Gemara says, Arifaso zuhi shkitaso. With respect to the problem, for example, Oso v'es b'no, you're not allowed to shecht, you know, the parent and the child on the same day. Oso v'es b'no v'yom echad. So the Gemara says, Arifaso zuhi shkitaso. The Arifas egla is the din of shkita. Then the Achronim all discuss, Mechafchinuch discusses that this also means inyan, the taher, let's say, midei, tumas, the vela, and things of that sort. Similarly, we have the same thing, you know, when it comes to Siyar Mishtaleach, right? If, you know, the Siyar Mishtaleach on Yom Kippur, so was sent out into the Midbar and thrown off the Tzuk. So we say also, you know, when it comes to Siyar Mishtaleach, Techiyoso Benat Tzuk, Zui Shkitaso, again with respect to also Yitz Beno, and once again the Minchas Chinuch has this whole discussion. You know, what about Latame? Minchas Chinuch has wild things. He says, maybe even while the animal's alive, maybe you can even eat it. You know, you know, just take a bite out of the living Sira Mishtaleach. Doesn't sound very well, it's Yom Kippur, I mean, so it'd have to still be alive, I guess. After nighttime, you know. You know, with all the chumras of Rabbeinu Tam and everything. Oh, you mean the guy is all of a sudden he's in the same thing going, that's I like it. Very good. So, well, then the question, no, but then it can be anyway. Except, no, let's say he had the possibility of doing like a new shkita on a real animal, or he could just take a bite out of the Sira Mishtaleach. So either way, the point is that, yeah, I mean, that's okay. Michal Peter himself goes, you know, maybe not. But, you know, it's an interesting question. Yeah. Malika is very specific. Korban, Yeah, good point. I mean, that's a specific din in Kutcha. But you're right. It's something to work out. For example, there's a question, you know, whether or not, when it comes to Shkutei Chutz, which I'm going to speak a little bit about later on, but Shkutei Chutz, is it Shkita or Malika for an oath? I think that's connected, you know, partially to this issue. Do we see Malika really as the substitute for Shkita's Behema, even in the context of Kachim fully, or it's really just a din in the Mikdash, and something very, very specific? And Yeah. Right. So I'm saying, what about Shkutei Chutz, where you have to imitate what you do in the Mikdash, but you're not in the Mikdash, and if you would do this in the Mikdash, it would be in the Mela. So that's kind of a, but you're right, it's a very, I think it works very nicely, actually, because what I'm suggesting is that partially what creates the Mela is the fact that you haven't properly adhered to Shkita. Right? So when you're supposed to do Shkita and you do Malika, that's a Nevela. But when you're supposed to do Malika, that's not going to be Nevela. So actually, that's part of the, I think it's part of the story. But Shkutei Chutz is a way of testing it. In other words, the question I'm really discussing is there an objective Iser Nevela and you need Shkita to be Motzi Mimenu? Right? Or is it more that it's the opposite? There's a chiv shvita, and therefore anything that if you don't check when you're supposed to, that's nevela. It could be there too, dinim. But Malika is a great example of that. Because if you do Malika, right, where you're supposed to do shvita, that's a nevela. But if you do shvita, where you're supposed to do Malika. You know? So that's what I'm saying. Shkutei Chutz happens to be a very fascinating test case, and that's what seems to be a debate between the Rambam and the Raigad. Maisa Karbanos. Anyways, so you get the basic idea. We have also with regard to dogging, fish. You don't do shkita on fish. Right? And there's no nevela on fish. So then we say, asifaso, zui shkitaso. So there's a major debate. What does that mean? So Rapsajigon, the same from it's Rapsajigon, he says. He seems to say that asifaso, zui shkitaso, really means you need something in the asifaso. If you find the dog dead in the water, that's no good. You have to scoop him up from the water. Asifaso zui shkitaso. Wow. Kevin Mishnah doesn't think that's correct. He thinks it's an experience on the Litza. Meaning you don't need, it's another way of saying you don't need shkita. There's no nevela. How can there be no nevela? If there's no shkita? The answer is, for the Kevin Mishnah, on the contrary, the only reason there's ever nevela is because it's a chiyuv shkita. There's no chiyuv shkita, there's no Iser nevela. What? Yeah, so that seems to be the argument in the Kesef Mishnah. Yeah. I mean,
can
you eat this
fish?
Yeah. You don't need a sifa. By the way, a question of the Midbar too, by the way. We say the Midbar, Nakira, according to Rabbi Kiva, Nakira was good in the Midbar. So is that another way of saying, and what if the animal just died? The kira really means that you kill the animal, but shalokadera shkita. Right? Well, let's say the animal died of natural causes, or unnatural causes, but there was no active nakira. Do we mean the kira is matir, but you still need a matir of some sort? Or do we mean, that's machlokas rishonim also, that's what you have in chulin, whether the kira means the kira, or the kira means that you just don't need that you don't need shkita.
The wrong
Harry
says there are lots of their house. Halachos
of shkita has to
be done by a Jew, so therefore,
the
shkita that was not
done
by a non-Jew
would not be shkita. Well, that's true.
Yes.
We'll get to it in a minute, but mostly that's really true. And now you understand that better. But it isn't the physical shkita; it's the legal shkita, and also it's the John Kadosh Atala Hashem Elokecha. That also, you're right. That would add a wrinkle in why it is that. The non-Jews or others are with going, or people who don't have Kiddush in general.
In the Midbar. Yeah,
I don't know. Good question. I think at the time we found some Makoros on it, I remember. Yeah. That might mean it's not the real Shkita. Yeah. Well, I'll get that in a second. I have that on the sheet, actually. So what I want to say is basically these are the issues. Even Ben Papua maybe could be understood a little bit better in this way. What is Ben Pakua? You do a shkita on the animal, and inside the animal there's a child. Right? So the child is mutter without shkita. You can have the child without shkita. So maybe, again, there are two. You could just say it's a special halakha, you could say the shkita of the mother applies to the child, or you could just say that the whole idea of shkita to begin with. Sorry? Yeah, because this is what it means. We're trying to figure out what it means. Even though there's no Maisa Shkita on the Shkita. Yeah, so that's the question. So what I'm saying is the more you look at Chiyuv Shkita, as being the source of the Isa Nevela, the easier it is to understand these things, these phenomena. The idea that there's, you know, a substitute Shechita, the idea that that some things really don't need Shechita, Afifaso Zui Shechitaso, or Ben Pakua, etc. So this is all one whole approach. And again, when, you know, when it comes to the question, the famous discussion of you know, why you make brachos on certain things, why you don't make brachos on other things, which is what the Rosh is analyzing to. So this is the same as tshuva, we discussed it at the time, about Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat, which is quoted, you know, all over in the Tshuva Rashba, in the Tzvim Deim, in the Bala Itur, the one that's always quoted, that's often quoted, you know, about giving different explanations, why, you know, why don't we make a bracha on tzedakah, and why do we make a bracha on shkita, and all sorts of rules. It's mostly, it comes earliest from a tshuva of Yosef Ibn Palat. So when he talks about shkita, he thinks that the history of what happened in the Midbar was very crucial to why it is that we make a bracha on shkita, which is another way of saying that history is not a relic of the past. So, oh, this is what happened in the Midbar. Why does that do this today? We're past that. This Manenu, we do require Shechita for Basa Taiva, and we don't require that it be Shlomim. Just because in the past, in the Midbar, it was Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shema, what does that have to do with today? Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat, and, you know, and others, but thinks that that history continues to dictate regarding the Bracha, meaning it's relevant. It continues to conceptually define how we look at Shechita. So my point is that there are two perspectives on the Vela. You could maybe understand them based on reading of Pasuk itself, whether Kiyam Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha is Dafka relating to or Dafka not relating to the Nevela, and that these are some of the tip of the iceberg, but some of the issues that reflect this idea one way or another. However, that's Hagdama, that's the Nevela part. What about Treitza? So it's interesting that the next line of the Gemara, well, if we can't learn it out from the Vela, the Sin of Rebbe Bo, we're going to learn it out from Treitza. So what is Treitza? So it's fascinating to note that if you look at last week's Marmakomas, that's why I have the star with the second. So as we said, there's another, the Pasuk, what is the Pasuk of Treifa? The Anche Kodesh Tiyun Liyu Basa Basada Treifa Lo Tochelu Akele Tashlichu No So. So it's just too good and too much of a coincidence, you know, that this too is a reference to Kedusha. Right. That's number one. But once again, you have the debate, except that here it's flipped. Once again, you have the Sparno and the Ramban, but they say the opposite. We'll do the Sparno first, because it's shorter. But if you see, it's on page 4 of last week's set 9. So, the Anche Kodesh Tiyun Li, the second entry on the page. Ubaofen zeh tiyu anshe kodesh, says the Sfarno. What does it mean that you're going to be anshe kodesh? Right? How does that express itself? How does it manifest itself? Ki kishetafrishu b'choros abanim umatno sehem la'avodasi hine ha'b'choros yilam dudas asa'am v'yiskadishta v'yisam kedoshim. Now the pasuk, this pasuk doesn't say anything about b'chor. The pasuk preceding speaks about Bechor. But the pashtus, this pasuk, is an introduction to Basa Basada Treifa Lo Tochelu. The Sfarno, like the Ramban and the Vela, was going out of his way to only connect the Kedusha to Basa Bechalav. Here, the Sfarno is saying, I know the Pshat, well, he's not saying I know. The Pshat is one way, but in my opinion, the Anche Kodesh Tiyun Li, which is the beginning of this pasuk, is really a reference to the previous pasuk about Bechor, Anche Kodesh Tiyun Li. If you fulfill the dinim of Bechor Banim, Bumat Noseim, right, so, and Bechor has a special status, so that'll be good, it'll contribute to the Iskadishtim, the Yisam Kedosh. That's not Pashas of Pasuk. What is the Pashas of the Pasuk? Here it's the Ramban. Go to the first entry. Anche Kodesh Tiyun Li, Tama Kosav Azeh, says Ramban, Ki Hinei Hizkir HaMishpatim, Behizir b'dvarim ha-mechuarim. Talk about mishpatim, and we mentioned things that are reprehensible. Yata, kishabala hatzil, behizir ha-machol, Now, when he comes to speak about prohibited foods, pasak the amar v'yanche kodesh tiyudli, sheroyu sheyochal adam koma sheyichyebo, ve'enos ha'asurin v'machalim, rak tahara benefesh, shetokal dvarim nikiyim, shelo yolidu ovi, v'gasus benefesh. Okay, namar v'yanche kodesh tiyudli klomar, ani chafet shetiyu anche kodesh, ba'avur shetiyu ruim li ledavka v'yishani kadosh, לפיכך לא תגאלו נפשותיכם באכילת הדברים המתועבים. וכך אמר אל תשקסו נפשותיכם בכל שרץ השורץ, לא תתמו בהם ותניסם בם, כי הנה אני השם אלוקיכם, יתקדישתם ויסם קדושים, כי קדוש אני. והנה השרצים משקסים הנפש, והטריפה אין בין שיקוץ, אבל יש בשמירה ממנו קדושה. נרמן says, Anche Kodesh Tiyudli, right? What you eat reflects, you know, your level of Kedusha, right? And you should stay away from things that are Mituav and Mishukat. That's what the Torah says, Benit Mason, Benit Mason, Sheketsu, Toevahi, things of that sort. But they also want you to know that there are certain food substances that per se are not, unlike Shrotzim, they're not Mishakzim, it's Hanefesh, Hatrefa, Ein Bashikutz, There's also a concept of the Anche Kodesh Tiyun Li of for its own right, for its own sake. So the Sparta thought in the reading of the Psukim that Nevela was connected with Kedusha and that Trefa probably is a Dabar Meshukat, I'm guessing. You know why he was trying very hard not to connect it to the Pasuk in which it's in, but to connect it to the previous Pasuk of Makor. And the Ramban did exactly the opposite. The Nevela is the Davar Bechuar, right? And the Trefa is a function of Yanchi Kodesh, seemingly. Yeah.
I'd like to suggest that the Torah sheet is very interesting. Torah Mishpatim and Tifisa both relate the Yitzhak Botanical to Yitzhak Botanical.
Right, so maybe he doesn't want to connect.
And then the Svarno here in Shmini, on Zostachai, Shirtochebu, or very long Svarno, says that initially all Maholos Asuros were mutter.
Right.
It's only because there was the Yerida in Klai Yisrael with the Eagle,
which
Roku had to inject. So the Svarno couldn't say that Anshe Kodesh is referring to the Vela Trekla. Because
well, it does say the first day.
And the commission stroke because we were nitro with the ankle, which Shvakwa had to give us an extra dose of shmiwa and gave us an available trade for us. He said specifically, my whole sasturos would have been mutter had it not been for the ankle.
Interesting. I'm just saying, in Devarim, he's comfortable with Nevela being a bit of Kedusha. Here, he's definitely not comfortable with trade for.
Very important.
Very good. So the point is that what's going on with Trefa here? Similar problem, similar issue. So I think if you analyze Trefa, once again, I think there are two perspectives. One is to look at Trefa, unlike Nevela, there's something wrong with the animal. Right? I mean, in the case of Nevela, it's how it died. It didn't have a shechita, it died by itself, it was killed. But the animal, per se, was a healthy, vibrant, dynamic animal. I don't want to get too excited about the animal, but either way, it's an animal, so we're not going to eat it. But Treif, on the other hand, is an animal which was ill, right? Which was deficient. So, it was a walking ghost, almost. So is it possible to say that Nevela is just a function of Kedusha, like the Sfarno was saying, and Trefa is Mishukatz? It really is. It's not Anche Kodesh Tiyudli. Right? There's a psul already, Mechayim, and a psul Chepza. Especially when you consider that it's the Makar for Ubar, or Shahut Yado, and also Kadshim Shiyatzu Chutzim Chitasa, which is a psul Aguf. Right? It's possible to explain. And it's a psula gop. There's something really something wrong with the trefa. It's interesting. You could do a proper shechita on trefa, and it still won't help. And that also may point the fact that the problem has, from this point of view, nothing to do with the shechita or lack of shechita. It's an intrinsic problem in the behema. This idea that treif also applies to other things, chutz and b'chitza, we had already in Rashi, to explain the kasher by tichun shenishin to bazara. And this is something that Tosa speaks about as well. If you look at the top Tosa, it's here in Kotei Sam and Aleph. Tosa says, Oso atamashach pishach kutus to blav, Oso lomatsi nemidish migufe, Korad yitzhah shina kadosh baruch on the kadesh kar kobiri. Okay, fine. Then it says, Varid, early on, Mefaresh, the yitzhah kunishre uber shahotzi yas yado, Yishum, to me, Korad, the basa, the son of Trefa, Darish nami, kachem shiyatsu, chutzim chitasa. He's bothered by the fact, why do we need a drasha to teach you that treifa doesn't have Yisrana? Why would you think that it would have Yisrana? He says, because one of the dine treifa is yatzal chutzim chitza, and that includes kachim shiyatzal chutzim chitzasam, and kachim shiyatzal chutzim chitzasam reish behem makasha, havasrin and yada uber bahana, mid iskish lakachim, to asa bahana, kadam a kosher bakodish pasol, behesh tisare. The kach itzrik also lekol isur. You might have thought, just like kachim, if it's yotze, it's aser b'hana as kodesh. So too, hotzi yado mi ubar shotzi yado mi meima, which is treifa, should be aser b'hana, and with it all the other maybe treifas. Kamashmala. Very strange job of it. Very strange tosa. Because the reason that a kachem shiyatzal chutzim chitzasam is also b'ana is not because of its status as treifa. It's because to begin with, when you take a korban, you're machdish the korban, it's also b'ana. This is simply a shame kedusha. You want to call it mi'ila, or probably two different dinim. The din of mi'ila, which is gezel. It's also just a din of the kedusha sakep, so which makes it also b'ana. It's a topic in Sodom. I don't know if we'll get to that part of the parish later on, 4 or 5 dapim, but that becomes a big issue about the mi'ila. We'll get there straight. We might get there if we jump a little bit. So it's just strange that Tosfos even thinks. I mean, it's true that Yosef Chutz Mechitza is treifa, and one of the examples is kachim, and a kachim is Yisrana, but the Yisrana is not because of the treifa part of it; it's because of the kachim part of it. So it's a little bit strange. But either way, you can see what's going on here, and that is that the Kedusha agrees all around me. There's a whole big discussion about the relationship between the yotzei of kachim and the yotzei of regular treifa, and whether there are two dinim or one halach. He has a very long piece on this topic. But either way, you can understand that one way to look at treifa has nothing to do with shkita or nevela. On the contrary, it's all about a psul gechepta, the object itself being excluded. There is, however, another perspective, a second perspective, that is exactly the opposite. This one will play up again the Ramban's reading in this case, and not the Sfarim's. Namely, the Anshei Kodesh Yunli, nothing so terrible about treifa. What's the idea? So this seems to be the view of the Ramban, and Rav Chaim developed this. They say that this is Rav Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Drasha on this topic, as they claim, that treifa is not an independent isur at all. Treifa is a lack of, not maisa shchita, but a lack of heter shchita. The shchita on a treifa is not effective in being matir, the basar. But it's a problem in the shchita. Meaning because of the shchita, the dynamic of shchita, whether it's the fact that it's, omid lemisa, or it's yatzo, chutzim chitzaso, that makes the shchita ineffective. And therefore, what treifa really is a object in which you cannot accomplish what you need to accomplish, heter shkita. But there's a maisa shkita, so the maisa shkita is motzi midei tumas nevela. The tum of nevela you can get rid of, right? And it isn't nevela exactly, but like nevela, right? You haven't fulfilled what you need for Anshei Kodesh Tiyud Li, and that is Shechita. Then of course the idea that in both places, both in Devarim in the context of Nevela, and in Shemos in the context of Treifa, the Torah connects both Anshei Kodesh Tiyud Li and Kiyam Kadosh HaTorah Hashem Elokecha is perfect, because in both cases what we're saying is, why is Nevela a problem? Because you need the Shechita, which is part of the world of Kachim. And why is Trepa a problem? Because the Shechita, which is part of the world of Kachim, isn't Matir in Basar Trepa. It doesn't have the ability to work its effect. It's the same halacha. What's the raya? Why would you think that, aside from the connection of the Tzukim, which I think is very telling, I don't know if people mention that or not, but why would you think it? Number one, there is nothing that happens to, I mean, there are things that happen, but what happened is not something which inherently seems to be a something that poisons the meat. I mean, there's no action, is it's not sure on this skull, it's not, you know, it's some animal which is, you know, one of the animals that are behemoth tmeya, you know, it's an animal that's going to die. Why do we really care? Whether you could kill it to Shechita or it's going to die and then you kill it to Shechita. So just physically, I think there is an aspect to it. But more than that is that the Rambam himself seems to point to this idea. Where does he point to it? So number one, this is the famous Rambam that the Chaim based it on. And that is the Rambam he'll call She'er Avos HaTuma. First Rambam here. Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Here the Rambam says that Shechitas Akum Nevela, exactly what we were talking about before, it's a non-Jew does the Shechita. So non-Jew Shechita creates a Nevela. Umetama b'masa, and also not only with respect to Isra Achila, but also with regard to Tumas Basar, Umetama b'masa, Fafilu Yisrael Omen Al-Gavav. Even if this Yisrael is scrutinizing every step and sees that he does the Shechita perfectly. So it's not that physically there was no Shechita. What we're saying is that legally, Al Pidin is no Shechita. Which, as we said before, makes a lot of sense because it's a formal action, it's a matir. Especially, it's Kiyam Kadosh Lata Lashem Alokecha. So even if you watch it, you supervise it, right, that's not enough. Vim Shachat the Sakin Yafa, right, Shechita Kiroi, let's say you did a perfect job. Echad ha'akum, echad ha'kuti, o gertoshav shkipas on nevela. It's still going to be in nevela, le'inyan yisra akhila. But then he adds, and this is the Kiddush of the Rambam, the karov v'einai, sha'av zeh midivrei sofrim, shari tumas avonazara, v'tumas tikrovatsa midivreim, kemoshi yisbayar. However, says the Rambam, I think that the tumah of nevela, in this case, of an akum, is only midivrei sofrim. Right? Or Midivrayim. He says Midivrayim. So from, sorry, Tumas Avodazara, the Tumas Tikrovis Avodazara, Midivrayim Kimoshi Yisbar, who Biglal Avodazara Nisrakku Akutim, the Kutim were, we discussed them a couple of years ago, they were people who, you know, who were Misgayer, but not sincerely, and Vinesh Rishkitasa. Then the Rambam had Vim Toma. Hello, he atzura b'achila din Torah. How can I say that the tuma is only divrei sofrim or drabanan? Right, when the isra achila of this shechita is an avela doraisa. So the Ram says, lo kol ha'asur b'achila mitame. Just because it's asur b'achila doesn't mean that it's tame. Shari ha'trefa asur u'tahora. Right, trefa you can't eat it, but there's no tumas masra. What comparison is that? Right? What makes something tumas basar? The fact that it's a nevela, that there wasn't a shechita. So when it comes to the question of shechita of any kind, in this case it's shechitas akum. So we're trying to figure out, is it a shechita? It's not a shechita. Right? It's a package deal. If it's a shechita, then it's kosher, and it's tahar. And if it's not a shechita, then it's also to eat, and it's tummy. So the Rambam says, oh, I can prove to you that you can have an in-between, you can have something which is tahar, but you can't eat it. How can I prove it? From trefa. What does trefa have to do with anything? Trefa is not a problem in shechita. It's not enough for the Rambam to prove that there exists in the universe something which is also bachila, which is mutter, which is tahar. That's not the question. If the source of tumah in the Nevela, there's something called Nevela, and the Nevela, classic Nevela, is two dinim. Right? One is Iser, one is Toma. So the question is, can you split the two dinim that both result from Nevela / lack of Shita? How can you prove that from Trefa? Trefa just doesn't have the din of Tuma, Tuma's Basar, but it's also for some other reason. What do you say? And any other Macholos Asuros, things that you get, Tebel is also Bakila, and it's not Natame. 100 other things. What's the Rambam talking about? What is the comparison here? So Reb Chaim said, the comparison is exactly along these lines. The Rambam understood that Trefa is not an independent Iser. The problem of Trefa is that the Shechita, right, is ineffective with respect to being Matir Lachila, but it is effective with regard to being Motzi Midei Tumas Nevela. Meaning, the problem of Trefa is the effectiveness of the Shechita. So what do we see from Trefa? You can have an effective Shechita L'inyan Tuma, which is ineffective, still ineffective with regard to Achila. That's exactly what he wants to prove in the case of Shechita Zavodavara, Shechita Sakum. That it's a Maisa Shechita, and it's Motzi Midei Nevela, but it's not enough for Heter Basar. That was Reb Chaim's biggest try. The other eye, of course, is also from the fact that the Rambam says an amazing thing, based on the Gemara, but that's the next Rambam. The Rambam says, call on the Nevelos mitzdarfo zu im zu. Right, every Nevela, there's different types of Nevela, right? Different animals. It doesn't have to be the same animal. You could combine Nevelos for the shiur to be chayt. When Nevela mitzdarfes, he adds ima trefa. Not only can different Nevelos combine, but Nevela can combine with Trefa. That's important. Non-kosher animals can be mitzarif one with each other. Non-kosher animals and Nevelos can't combine. Right? Ketzad. Halokach Nevelos Ashor, Nevelos Hatzvi, Nevelos Hatarnagol. All different Nevelos from different animals. The Kavatz min Akol Kazayis Basar Akol Loka. Okay, im Kavatz Chatzis Ayis min Nevelos Behema, Tahora B'chatzis Ayis min Atrefa. Right? That too is Tahar. That too is Tameh, I'm sorry. O Chatzis Ayis min Basar Nevelos, B'chatzis Ayis min Basar min Achai, min Atahora B'Akol Loka. Because we'll see in a moment, the Rambam holds that Basar min Achai is also Trefa. So the Rambam thinks you can combine trefas, different animals that are trefas, different animals that are nevelas, and you can combine a trefa and a nevela. Different non-kosher animals can be combined, and you'll get malchus. Aval in tzir of chatzis ayis min nevelas hashor, v'chatzis ayis min basar hagamol. Let's say a half a zayis of a nevela, half a zayis of a non-kosher animal. Ein a mitzarfin. V'chein kol kiyotzav zeh. V'chein behem a tmei of ok tamei or dog tamei. Ein basar shneim mitzdaris. V'fish ein shnei shemos. Kol echad mehem balab v'fnei atzim kol moshe b'yarnu. Aval kol ofos atmeim mitzarfin kol moshe mitzarfin kol behem a b'chaya atmeim. Zeh aklal. Kol shisur balab echad. Mitzdarfin. The Shnei Lavin ain't Mitzdarfin. Chutz min Nevelo Trefa. Hold on Trefa Tchilas Nevelo. That's an amazing idea. And that, of course, works very well, unless you interpret that last line somewhat differently, more in a physical way, right? But otherwise, what the Rambam seems to be saying is that the theme of Trefa, and Nevelo is one of Reb Chaim's Rayas, and another Rayas from the next Rambam. That's the chen chotech basa min achai min atahorim. Right? If you rip off a limb or some basar from a living animal, a kosher animal, are osa basar trefa va'ochol menu kazayis lo ke vishim ochol trefa. Why? Sorry, basar zeh mi behema shelo nishpata v'lo meisa. So I'm trying to explain why Basar bin Achai is considered to be a trefa. Why is that a trefa? Right? The answer is, sorry, Basar zeh mi behema shelo nishchata, v'lo meisa. Right? There was no heter shechita on this piece of meat. Mali trefa osa chaya. Mali, what does this make if a chaya, ripped it to shreds and it's going to die? Mali chatacha b'sakin. Mali Bekula, Mali Bemeklasa. However, Bossa Besada, Trefa, Loto Chelu, Kivichinat, Sameima, Bossa Besada, Great Trefa. So it seems like the common denominator, right here, again, is lack of Heter Shechita. So in the letters in the back of the Chiddushei Agri is, so Ravel will discuss this whole thing, and he quotes the name of Chaim, and starts with the Raya of Shavu Sotuma. For some reason, he doesn't have the Raya. I don't think he has either of these, actually, two Raya. Dalad Yud Zayin and Dalad Yud doesn't appear in the grids. I think in the stencils of the Chiddushei Agri, he has one of the Rayas, and I'm not sure if he has both. But he has another suggestion there. He says, what will happen if you do Shechita on a Trefa, and there's an animal inside, a blood inside, L'inyan Ben Pakua. Okay. That's a good... so we talked about before, right? Right? Oh, exactly. I think that was... So the point is that the evidence seems to be that there's no Ben Pakua, right, when you do Shechita on a Trefa. Because there's no Heter Shechita. That's the whole idea of Ben Pakua, is that even though you don't have the Ma'is, you have the Heter Shechita without the Ma'is Shechita, let's say. Right. But there's no Heter Shechita on a Trefa, even though there is a Ma'is Shechita on a Trefa. It's exactly the opposite in a way. So that will be no good.
When we think of a Trefa, we're talking about the Shechita of an animal who's discovered as a Trefa.
Yeah. Among other things, but then the other
animal has a heart attack.
Who has a heart attack?
An animal.
Like that? Call it Hatzalah?
There are
Hagdaros.
There
are Hagdaros of Treif. I mean, what constitutes a Treif? What kind of illness constitutes a Treif? There are different rules of what is a Treif.
Yeah.
As long as you kill an animal before it Bishchita, that's what kill an animal. As long as you shecht an animal before it dies, Bishchita, and it doesn't have a mum / trefa,
right,
then it's funk.
What if you don't shecht the animal and it dies?
Then it's an avela.
It's an avela.
Yeah.
Well, not because of
shechita.
There was
no shechita. No, you said what happens today if you don't shecht an animal, it dies.
What happens if the animal dies and you check it and find out that there was a defect, a trait?
That's something after you shafted it.
Not after you
shafted
it, after you
died. I understand.
It's a tumor. It's a trait for the tumor.
No, if you do shechita on it.
Only if you do shechita.
Yeah, of course.
Otherwise,
I thought I made that clear. Yeah.
Okay.
If you do shechita on a trefa, the basar is still asur, but this maisa shechita's motzi midei tumas neveva.
An animal dies.
If it dies, it's tumas neveva. But if you shechted it, even though it doesn't map to the basar, that's what the comparison of the Rambam was to Akum. Yeah, I should have made it clear, my God. Okay. Now we have another couple minutes on it. So now we've discussed a little bit. Obviously, these are much bigger topics, but a little bit, we have an appreciation of a little bit what's going on in the Sugya about the Neva, maybe, and Trefa. What about Shudei Chutz? Where does that fit in? Yeah.
Quick question. So going to Shechita on a Trefa, it has someone.
Say that one more time.
The guy does Shechita, like the Ramah starts. The guy does Shechita on a Trefa.
Right.
And the Neva has to work.
You mean it doesn't have too much nevela, you're asking? I don't see why it should... It's not clear, but I don't see why it would make a difference. Meaning what the Rambam does say is that if a guy does a shechita, in his opinion, the tumah is only with Divrei Sofer.
Right.
So I would assume... And the Raya is from Trefa.
Right.
I'm assuming that who I did with Trefa.
That's right.
I would think. I don't see any reason to be Mechalik. I can't say that he doesn't talk exactly about that case, but given what he says, I don't really see any difference. My guess would be, or my inference would be, that it would be the same. Okay. So now, what about Chulin Shindish? Where does Chulin Shindish Ketubah Azara come in? Ah. So Rashi said, where does Chulin Shindish Ketubah Azara? What does Chulin Shindish Ketubah Azara implicitly also. The pasuk of, remember, it's a pasuk in Mishpatim. There's nothing to do with Kodesh Shinish to Bazar. The pasuk says, Anche Kodesh Ti Yun Li, Basub Sa the Trefa Lo Tachemu, Akele Tashlichan Oso. So all of a sudden the Chazal came up, Oso, V'lo shchulin shenishkatu ba'azara. Wait, what does that mean? So again, I haven't heard this. I'm suggesting it. But in light of the second approach of treifa, which is, what is treifa? Not a separate psul or pgam in its own right. Right? The Rav Chaim's approach to treifa. Rambam's approach to treifa, which is, treifa is, right, where the ineffectiveness of heter shvita. So now, what is Kul Shanishtu Bazar? So the striking thing about Kul Shanishtu, that's a big topic, but the striking thing about Kul Shanishtu Bazar in a nutshell is, number one, what Rashi already made clear, although for a different reason. Right? Rashi asked the Kasha, if you hold the cup of O, so what do you need to say, Oso below Kul Shanishtu Bazar? Right? On the contrary, if the Torah says you can't eat Chul Shanishtu Bazar, then is the Tosra Ba'na too? Hachi Mai B'chal Kasu. So Rashi points out, right, there is no pasuk in the Torah that says explicitly, right, Lo Tochlu Chul Shanishtu Bazar. Not only that, Chul Shanishtu Bazar is barely mandik. There's one day in the Gemara that says it's not the Raisa. How could it be a debate whether Chul Shanishtu Bazar is a Raisa if there's a pasuk about it? Yeah, just because the pasuk is not very clear. It's by implication, right? Ki yirchat mimcha derech, or even worse, look at the Gemara in Kiddushin for a minute. The Gemara says, Kul shenishtu bazar minani mili. Right, what's a pasuk? What's a makar? So normally when the Gemara says, like, there are a couple of psukim, you have a few candidates, it could be this pasuk, it could be that pasuk, right? Here it's minani mili because we really don't know where it is. Right? So Amr Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Meir, listen to this. Amr Torah, Shchot li b'shali, b'sholcha b'sholcha, ma shali b'sholcha asura, b'sholcha b'shali asura. That's a makar. That's a svara. Right? You know, meaning what? What? And what's a svara based on? Fascinating. What? Shchut echot. Right? Ma, shchot li b'shali, b'sholcha b'sholcha, ma shali b'sholcha asura. If you take my stuff, meaning karbonos, and your shokhet b'chutz, shokhet b'chutz is asur, af shokha b'shali asur, right? So if you take your stuff and you do it in my backyard, that's asur too. So it's, there's no makar, according to this. What's it based on? It's a parallel, an opposite parallel to, I always speak about opposite parallels. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's an opposite, it's a parallel opposite. Right? It's a parallel opposite. It's chutz echutz, and that's the mechayim. All right. That's the Gemara's opposite. So the Gemara says, the Gemara takes it very seriously. Will there be chutz like there is in chutz echutz? Amar krav, the al-pesach ha-omor, do I view la-kriv korban la-shem b'nechras, al-korban an-ashkares, al-chul shenishtu bazar, in an-ashkares, there's a drash already. Ikel mifrach, hay mashal ibe shokhan shekhen an-ashkares, and some people say it the other way, al mabai yeme acha, the shokhan also, tlasa kra yaseiri, matab ad lomar, with three psukim, shenemar, ki yurchaz mimkal makom, the zavakta, berichuk makom, a different pasuk, zari dvarni. Right, berichuk machom atazoveach. If you're far away, you can do. I mean, if you're outside of the precincts of the mikdash, fine. Right, yatazoveach for machom karov. What is that talking about? What does that mean? Right, I mean, it's all very, very implied. It's not explicit at all. Prat lechulin shemayishkatu bazara en yelat tanimim arim likarev. Maybe only if it could be a korban, it's the contrast between what could be and what is, what isn't. Minayin rab is bali mumin, marban yas bali mumin, shekein mina machshir, because at least it could bring that category. Minayin rab is sachaya, marban yas sachaya, shi beshkita kebehema, minayin rab is faofo, samadom reshachat, tachachat, tachachat, also, yochal yishkot im shachat ye mutter, tamadom reki yuchak mecho amakom, v'zavachta v'achalta masha tazofeach v'richat mokom ata ochel yet ocha masha tazofeach v'mokom kar prat chun shenishtu bazar any other tzmimim. I don't think I went on with it, but the Gemara goes on. The point is, you can certainly understand why this all might be drabanim, because there's no real makar. Okay. Even if there is a makar, it's a makar by implication without the language of Yisra Achila. Moreover, you have to think, what is the nature of this makar and the nature of this din? Let me take it a step further. So it could be that you could dismiss all of this. It's all wrong what I'm saying. meaning it's not wrong, but meaning these are interesting implications, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're correct. And at the end of the day, there's a gilui milsa, for whatever reason, it's hard to fathom and penetrate the divine intent. Why one Isser is mentioned explicitly and another is only mentioned obliquely. At the end of the day, there's something called Kul Shalishu Dubazara, which is also Bachila, Ubana, we pass the Nedim Doraisa, and it's like everything else. The Limud is so much more, mysterious, and the contexts are so suggestive. Forget about it. There are other reasons. Or no. This process of producing this din through this limud continues to be relevant. So let me just say the following. If you were the Rambam, right, and you had to deal with the din of Chulin Shadishu Tu Bazar, which is also Bakilu Bahana, right, where would you put it? Where would you put it? Okay, if you put it in Kachim, that would really prove the case. And if not, not Kachim, it would be your first choice. Help with Macholos Asuros, together with other Isuri Achila Bahana. We have the Dela's there, and Trefa's there, and Shor Niskal is there, and Gid Anasha is there, we're going to be discussing them. Right? Kometz isn't there, because Kometz is Nukhos Kometz. Tevel's there, and Orla's there, and Kilayah Karen is there. At the end of the day, it's Machalas Asur Yisrael. That's where it belongs. Not in the Rambam. Where does the Rambam deal with the Dinim of Chulin Shadishu to Bazara? In Hilchos Shechita, which I think, obviously, since I'm saying it this way, is very significant. Why? Because according to the Rambam, all this, the fact that we barely can figure out where Chulin Shadishu to Bazara comes from, and what the Makar is, and the fact that it may be connected to Shkutei Chutz, or if not, what's it connected to? Ki Yochak Nimcha Makom. What's that about? That's the parsha of the Balsa Taiva of the Midbar too, right? What's the idea? The idea is that originally, again, Shkita was associated with Karbanos, right? And on the contrary, you had an opportunity, let's say, in the Midbar, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Basa Taiva was also in the Midbar. Except for Shlomit, what did they do? Shlomit, Karpa. So now, think of it, this is now it's in the Azara. You're sitting in the Azara, and you're shechting Kula. But you could bring a Karpa. The Gemara says, Yachol, maybe, what if it's about moments, you can't bring it as a Karpa? What if it's a Chaya, and you can't bring it as a Karpa? Right? That's what's going on. That's what the Gemara is wondering. Is it only because is the Oser, the fact that you have an easy carbon and you're turning your back on a potential carbon? So is the Gemara saying, no, that's not it. It applies to Bamum, it applies to Chaya. Or is the Gemara saying, that's it. This particular thing can't be a carbon? Doesn't matter. Bimino can be a carbon. It's something which requires shechita. It's still, if you're going to bring this animal and shecht it for chulin in the Azara, you could have brought a different kind of animal and brought it as a carbon. So what's the real idea? The idea is that the history and the opportunity or the ideal of carbon and shechita is such that it makes chulin shenishka to bazara a problem. So is that a macholos asuros issue? No, it's a shechita halacha. So if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam has it right in the beginning of the Shechita, Perek Beis. B'chol moko mutar lishchot chutz min azara. The first words of Perek Beis. This is where he talks with the dinim of Shechita, really, has to be. B'chol moko mutar lishchot chutz min azara. Chulin shenishu to bazara is, how often do we encounter it? And we barely have a pasuk in the Torah for it. Right? And it's so, in the Rambam, it's the first thing practically. When you get to the nitty gritty of Shechita, the first thing, except for the azara. It's true, but what's it doing here, and such prominence? Shein shokhtim bazar alei kachim is be'ach dobat. Is that the real mechayev, apparently? Not just that it's exeris akasa. Havala chulin also v'shokhtan, but again, three times. Bazar, bein behema, bein chay, bein ov, kein ov, bein basa taiva. Ah, he himself brings in the basa taiva. Ki yuchat mimcha mokar, mashi yivkar Hashem.
Right?
זה שנכנס נשכת חוץ למקום הוא שמוטר לאחר בכל השאר אבל שוקט כול again he's hammering away like you can't forget כול שנשתו בעזרה you think this is like the most pressing everybody's bringing their בשר כול into the עזרה you know and this is the most abuse אבל כול שוקט כול בעזרה עושה בשר טהר ועושה בענה what's it compared to? כבשר בחלב I write the Kiyam Kadosh Hashem al Kecha right the Losev Hashem Gavi Bechalev Imo no no betamte besalev there right that's also a function of kedusha the kovar also the efro also if he was shaka for refuah lachila acha leklavim for no kerbazara ba'akir akum it's better to do the other things because there's no competition then he has an halacha gimel the law of the heba b'chayev b'van al kochul nasur lachnisan lazara afilo batsa shchuto peros who passed and Abba Bikmifat also an extension beyond Shkitoj. A little more difficult to explain. But many adds, though, this is very important. The Kolash Shokhet, Kulim Bazara, Ochel Kazayis, the Basar Kulin, Shanishkatu Bazara, Makinos no Makas Mardas. There's no Malkas. Everybody wants it. Oh, the Rambam passes that it's Rabbanon. It's a huge discussion of what the Rambam means by this Makas Mardas. What I think he means is, Lamaisa, there's no Lav. And it's a Hilchos Shechita. The Mechayev is the improper use of Shechita. It's not the Maisa Avera. And then, just give me one more minute, because in Halakha, in Perek Dalet, Halakha Yud Zayin, and Yud Kesef, he talks about Pasuk Taiva, he brings in Chulin Shenishka to Bazara. Just like when he talks about Chulin Shenishka to Bazara, he brings in Pasuk Taiva. Right? Because Yahya Yisrael B'midbar, Lord and Tzavah B'Shechita Skulin, how are you? No Krin, no Shokhtin, the Oakland Kishara Umos, that's what you referred to Simcha before, right? Then it's Tabu Bamidbar, Shakala Rotza Lishkot, Lo Yishkot El Ashlamin, Shinemar Ish Ishmi Beis Yisrael Ashi Yishkat Shar, the Pesachal Boy, the Manashi Yavim, the Zibchu Zibche Ishlamin Mashen, Aval Rotza Limkar, Velachal Bamidbar, Yanokar. So number one, the Rabbi has this double, he has Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmo, which I said is strange. But it's not strange if you consider that the point is the nature and character in Shkita and the idea of Kedusha. Rather than saying, you can do the Chira if you want. But if you're going to do Shechita, it should be Shechita's Kachin. Because you have the opportunity to do Kachin now. Well, mitzvah zu ein in the Hegesul Doros, elu b'midbar bilvad, says the Rambam, be'ez heter on Chira, that it's dad l'shan, shekish yishnus l'arts, te'asar on Chira, v'layokhu chulin, elu b'shechita. Then he adds, v'yishchatu b'chamakum l'olam, chutz la'azara, this is the mitzvah shechita, and he couches it in terms of chulin bazar, which he gives prominence in turn. So the punchline, I'm sorry I went over, but is the following. What was our question? What does chulin shenishu to bazar have to do with treifa? This is treifa's mutter bahana, so therefore chulin shenishu to bazar. Ma'inyan zeitul zeh. So the Rashi came up with a very creative solution about mechitzos. I think in light of this, either to add to or instead of Rashi, one could say something else. Nevela is the mechayim of shechita, and there's no yisrah hana, because I'm a tamtin salev per se. It's a kedusha bekalacha. Then comes treifa. What's treifa? Lack of heter shechita. That's why there's no Yisrael. So the Gemara says, you might think the din of chulin shenishu to bazar is exactly like treifa. Because what is it? It's not a macholas asuros per se. It's only macholas asuros because you're abusing shechita. Because you're in the azara, you could be bringing the korban, and it's like shechut bechutz. It's the opposite, parallel opposite of shechut bechutz. So you would think it's exactly like treifa and nevela. There should be no yitzra na, because it's an inilokos shita, not an inilokos machalos asuros. There's no makas mardus. There's no malkus. There's only makas mardus, says the Rambam. Not a maitzah deira. Kamash malon, nonetheless, is yitzra na. But that, we need treifa also for local and tradition to bazar, because the three are there. They're a package. Okay, we'll stop here and then we'll continue with Gid Anoshe next week.